And this is massive because we have been waiting and waiting. We're so excited for our next guest. They don't come any bigger. Adele.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good, but to be perfectly honest, we're still tearing up after listening to your new song, Easy On Me. In fact, every time we hear it, it still brings us to tears, to be honest.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Adele, we're also arguing because we're both crying, but we think we're crying about different things and we need your help. We need your help with some clarification.
Yes, please. I'd love that.
Okay, well, we're going to get the song on first. You're joining us for the next half hour. There is so much to chat to you about. We'll play the song now, and on the other side of this, you can tell us which one of us has got it right about your song.
Well, here it is, the brand new one from Adele. It's called Easy On Me from her new album, 30, which is out November 19. More with Adele co-hosting the show up next with Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday Arvo. That is the brand new one from Adele. It's called Easy On Me from her brand new album 30, which is out November 19. And Adele is still co-hosting the show with us.
The song is just beautiful, Adele. But I have to admit, Tommy and I have both been arguing. We've got different ideas about what we think the song is about.
So I thought it was about your father and your relationship with your father, but Carrie.
Well, I thought it was about your partner, and you were saying, "Go easy on me. I was only a child when we met and got together," and so we've been debating what it is.
You nailed it on the head. That's exactly what it's about.
Which one?
What you just said.
Oh, okay. Damn it!
Yeah.
Oh, it is so beautiful. Talk to us about the whole. Congratulations, first off. It must be so exciting having your new baby out into the world.
Oh, I'm so excited about having it out because I'd really hoped it would have come out last year. At 2020, not happened, you know. It wasn't completely finished, the record, when I announced drunk on stage at my best friend's wedding. You know, but it would have been ready to come out in September had everything not shut down, you know. But It's one of my most personal records. I'm really, really proud of it. I think my evolution as a songwriter is really, really great on it. I think my lyrics have really stepped up a notch. I don't know if it's because I was feeling so much. But Easy On Me just felt like a really good opener to it. It's, you know, do I wish I could have come back with like an up-tempo banger? Probably not. I don't think anyone's waiting for that. A banger. But yeah, it was the first song I also that I wrote for the album. So I've been very adamant on telling, you know, the story of what's happened over the last couple of few years now in my life in real time. So that's what Easy On Me is. And there's, you know, I didn't want to, but some people like to want to put a drum on it. And I'm like, no. So it's a good old fashioned Adele piano ballad, I'm afraid.
I wonder, Adele, does it make you more nervous? When your stuff is so personal, does it make it more nervous for you putting it out into the world?
Yeah, it does. I feel like I really felt like that after 21, not that I expected 21 to blow up as big as it did. I definitely felt like it sort of gave a bit more ammunition to, you know, for people to sort of pick my life apart a little bit.
Yeah.
So I did it a lot less on 25, but I've also realised like how important music, like more than ever, I've realised how important music is, like a comforter, like, you know. And I've said it before, but sometimes when you're going through something, you think you're the only person that's going through it, and you're not. And sometimes knowing that and hearing that and being told that is a real like healer. So I decided to go all in with this one, not only to heal myself, but to maybe you know, pass on any knowledge or tools that I might have learned over the last few years, because it's been intense.
Oh, I bet. Well, I was reading that one of the songs is for your son, in a way, for when he grows up to understand what you've been through and your divorce. And as the child of divorced parents, I wish I had a song I could put on to understand what went on for them. But what are you hoping that he understands that you can never understand when you're a kid about what's going on for your parents?
I just think the ability for parents to be humanised by their kids,
yeah.
You know, it's so often that like mum is mum and dad is dad, and that, you know, who they are and what they are outside of that role is never really discussed, I think, in your childhood and even afterwards. And so it's more just sort of that of just, you know, really laying bare to him for when he's older. And, you know, once he does get older, he will understand, because life's going to hit him as well. Like, you know, of just what it was I was going through in case he has any more questions still then. That was more it, really. And I think, yeah, that I'm not going to say what the song is called. I mean, it'll be obvious once the track list for the album comes out. But I think every parent or every child of a parent, you know, who has had to be distant emotionally at some point in their lives because of a separation, I think it's, I could have bloody done with it. I tell you that. I could have done with that for sure when I was younger. So, yeah, I hope you like it.
Because you don't get to, as a parent, hide away when you're going through the hard stuff. You have to keep going day after day, but yet your kids can tell there's stuff going on, even though you're pretending it's fine.
There's such little feelers. Like, you could be thinking that you should win an Oscar for, like putting on the best face and stuff like that, and like, everything is absolutely, like, funky-dory. But they're just little feelers, you know. They're not tainted by the world yet.
Oh, so hard.
Adele, as we said, the new song is so great. But up next, I mean, if you stay around, I've read something about how you record your songs that I don't believe, and I would love to ask you about it next.
We'll do that with Adele up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home the Savo, and we are still joined by superstar Adele.
Adele, I've read something about you, and I couldn't believe it. It was that all your vocals are the original demos. You say that you never go through and redo them. Is that true?
Yeah, I never redo my lead vocal. Obviously, sometimes I don't do my BVs, you know, straight after doing my lead vocals. But no, I never change my lead vocals because they're just, you're trying to reenact something. And when you're trying to reenact something, it's, you know, it's impossible to do it, trying too hard. So, yeah, that is very true.
How are some of your songs not shit?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I definitely, you know, when I add the BVs, it brightens it and livens them up and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, I definitely think the vocals would be more shit, as you said. They wouldn't be believable and as sort of convincing, I don't think, you know, if I redo them and try and hit every note.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Even this interview is, and I'm tempted to redo my first question. I stumbled.
A really big reference musically on this album, not so much like some of it style actually, but was the Marvin Gaye What's Going On album. And that album, it, like the performance of all the players and of Marvin Gaye himself and stuff is they're not perfect takes. They're charismatic. They have more feeling, like, you know, than a take where it would be like, well, that vibe was great, but like that note was slightly flat or slightly sharp, you know, on the bass or whatever. And they didn't really redo it. You know, it was all about the energy and the vibe of something. So that's sort of how I try and lead the lead vocals on all my records, especially since 21.
What about, I was reading that you've left a bit of a voicemail, quite a raw voicemail on one of the songs of a message you left a friend, which is a really interesting way, I thought, of bringing the audio of something so personal for the rest of us to hear.
Yeah, that's in the one for my son, yeah. It's at the end, sort of like in the outro. It's I was really frightened. I was having an anxiety attack and I called my best friend to try and talk to her to calm me down, but she didn't bloody answer. So I put up a voicemail and said, it sort of just shines some light on, I'm talking about my son in the rest of the song, and then once I put him to bed, it's like, you know, it's like I can stop sort of putting on that brave face, you know?
Oh, you're going to make me cry again.
The last time you toured here, it was just so amazing. We can't wait to see you again. I remember hearing this at the time, and then it just kind of went away, like rumours do, I guess. Did you hide in a road case to get into the centre of the stage before coming up in the round?
Yeah, that's right.
You can't put Adele in a road case.
And what's hilarious, it was my idea, but what's hilarious about it, anyway, like I got stuck on a, I don't know what you call them, just like, you know, like a trailer, like a, not a tour bus. I was doing something and I had to have a dressing room outside. I got locked in that and it was massive. I was freaking out. Oh my God. I get really claustrophobic. So the fact that it was my suggestion to get put into one of those. I know it's like rumoured that I was in one, but my fans knew. So by the end, it was like everyone was in a bloody case. I mean, oh my God, it was It was like I was in my own little escape room every night. It was horrible.
I remember sitting at that concert watching you, and it's a weird thought to have, but I remember thinking, I couldn't imagine how terrifying it would be to do what you do. Like, obviously, that's why you do it and I don't. But just standing there, just you in front of those thousands and thousands of people, do you enjoy it or do you spend part of the night terrified? How do you actually feel when you're up there performing?
Just before the screen, I mean, in general, but, you know, with the shows in Australia specifically, it was my largest crowd. It was my first ever stadium tour. And I wanted to do it in the round because I don't like it when big venues like that, especially when you're starting in a bit of daylight, they're all at one end and you've got all those like blacked out seats and stuff like that. I don't know. I was just like, oh, let me see if I can do it in the round. But I get terrified before that screen lifted up to reveal that I was there. And maybe like the first three or four songs, I'm still scared, but then I really, really get into it. But something, I learned a little trick while I was doing those shows so that I could actually enjoy some of it and not only be terrified the whole time, was obviously I had to, you know, move around to make sure that I could see everyone and so that they could see me. But every angle looked exactly the same. So, you know, if I was facing forward to my right, I'd pretend that was the same crowd that I then turned to the next time. Like, you know,
yeah,
so
right. Really,
about 30,000, which is still terrifying. I just pretended every time I'd be like, oh, and there's more.
Hey, we're almost out of time, but just quickly, touring plans. I know it's premature to ask when you're still birthing the album, but will we see you out here in Australia soon?
I bloody hope so, because it really was incredible and the audience were amazing. We're still trying to work with COVID rules.
Of course.
It's really, really hard, and it's hard to like make plans and then not know if they're going to be cancelled and stuff like that. But I'm trying my hardest.
Well, we can't wait to see you.
We've got a small box waiting for you when you arrive.
I've got the screen to see me in a flight case.
Adele's brand new single, Easy On Me, is out now. What a joy. Adele, thanks so much.
Thank you.